Emma Gray. Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like tragic love stories involving the closest America has really ever gotten to a royal family. If you're listening today, you're already a subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text, now on Patreon. Thank you, as always, for being here. You quite literally make our work possible. Claire is on a much-deserved vacation this week, but I am still here, and I am here today with writer and my friend, Glynis McNichol, who recently wrote a truly excellent essay about the show Love Story for the New York Times. So we are here today to discuss the Hulu/FX hit Love Story, which of course tells the story of JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette's whirlwind romance, marriage, and tragic deaths. Glynis, welcome to Rich Text.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Truly, I'm truly excited.
Oh my gosh.
Not even politely excited.
You were like the one person I had in mind when Claire was like, I'm going to be gone this week. We wanted to do an episode about Love Story. And I was like, Glynis is the only one I want to talk about this with. So I'm so thrilled that you are available. So we'll start with just like a little bit of background for anyone who's listening to this episode who maybe isn't super familiar with the show Love Story or with the overarching story that this anthology series is telling. So Love Story is a romance anthology television series created by Connor Hines, executive produced by Ryan Murphy. I feel like Ryan Murphy is like the buzzy name attached to this show. And it is based on a 2024 biography, Once Upon a Time, The Captivating Life of Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, written by Elizabeth Beller. And this show has been like a real fucking banger for Hulu, FX, and Disney Plus.
Yeah. And TikTok and a bunch of fashion brands and a lot of fashion newsletters.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and, yeah.
Yeah. No, Calvin Klein is really riding high. Yeah.
I think I saw somewhere, this might not be right, but that the numbers exceeded Heated Rivalry even. Like by the end, the craziness around this show was like at Heated Rivalry or beyond levels, which is nuts.
That's crazy. Yeah. Especially because I feel like it feels so notable now. Like you look at the media ecosystem a decade or two decades ago, and we had a monoculture. Now we don't have that. So when something really breaks through, it really feels worth examining why. Heated Rivalry was one of those things. Love Story is kind of the next thing that has broken out in this way.
I don't think anyone saw the success. I mean, I would say like, just practically speaking, both those shows dropped weekly instead of binge. And I do wonder if because of that, we're going to go back to consuming culture like that, because I do think
I
like,
hope so.
It, me too, because it stretches the arc out. You know, this has been 8 weeks or more now where it, like you keep the conversation going and it allows for a slightly slow burn. Like I think the numbers with Love Story just like doubled and tripled with each episode, which is you don't get with a binge, right? Like just as an interesting sort of serialization of the way we consume now so like quickly and then it burns out. This really, I mean, not this is a loaded analogy in these days, but like a wildfire, right? Like it started and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger until, you know, the BBC is emailing me asking for my opinion. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Suddenly you're like, I have become a correspondent on Carolyn Bessette.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
Okay. It's been a wild career pivot for me. Yeah. No, it really is crazy. And I think that you're identifying something very real, which is that so much of our culture right now feels like flash in the pan. Mm-hmm. And it's so intense. And you also, like, I really feel like my brain has become a little bit allergic to binges.
Completely. I don't want to binge anymore. Like, I don't want to be in front of a screen that much. I don't want to, like, I like the idea of being able to sit with something and have other people sit with it so that maybe you can have a conversation about it and sort of, like, you know, process it a little bit, you know, and
give yourself time to like have that opinion grow and change as more of it